Shalom Aleichem, everybody. We continue with an overview of what happens on a typical day in the Beis HaMikdash. At this point, in the pre-dawn minutes in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim are waiting, as we learned last time, for Heir Penei Kol HaMizrach Ad Shehu BeChevron. They're waiting not just for dawn, but they're waiting for a bit after dawn, for the entire eastern sky to be lit up all the way to Chevron. And again, we mention Chevron because we want to recall Zechus Avos, the merits of our forefathers. We want to do that right in the beginning of the day when we begin our Avodah. And the Mishnah says that as soon as the sky has lit up a bit beyond dawn, a bit past dawn, the Kohen looking for that time yells out, Bar Kai. Bar Kai means the sky has lit up. It's similar to the word Barak, which means lightning. The sky has lit up. And as soon as the Kohanim hear the word Bar Kai, a number of things happen in the Beis HaMikdash. This is the signal that the time has come for a number of avodos, a number of activities to begin in the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, says that at this point in the morning, some Kohanim go to the Lishkas HaKelim, to the chamber of the utensils, the room where the Kelim, where the utensils of the Beis HaMikdash are kept. And I'll say parenthetically that it's not entirely clear where the Lishkas HaKelim is in the Beis HaMikdash. Its location is not mentioned anywhere in the Mishnah or the Gemara or the Rambam. The Tosfos Yom Tov, Rav Yom Tov Lipman Heller, who died in 1654, one of the most important Mefarshim on the Mishnah, the Tosfos Yom Tov says that he too does not know where the Lishkas HaKelim is, but he says perhaps it is in one of the 38 small cells or small rooms that are built into the walls around the Heichal, around the Beis HaMikdash, not around the Azara, but small rooms built into the walls of the building of the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdash. That's one possibility of where the Lishkas HaKelim is. Rav Yisrael Ariel Shlita, the founder of Machon HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, suggests another possibility of where the Lishkas HaKelim is. He says that it might be in the Lishkos Klei Shir, the chambers where the Levi'im keep their instruments. And I will, Bli Neder, send a diagram to help visualize some of the things that we're learning about in today's FMM. In any case, on a typical weekday morning in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim go into the Lishkas HaKelim and they take out 93 Kelim, 93 different utensils that will be needed that day. Shechting knives and cups to hold the blood and tools to flay the animal korbanos brought that day, etc., etc., etc. 93 different Kelim are brought out at this point from the Lishkas HaKelim, ready to be used throughout the day, and they are placed on a silver table just to the west of the ramp of the Mizbeach, and again I'll send a diagram, Bli Neder, to show where that is. And now it's time to bring the lamb, to bring the animal that we will be offered as the Korban Tamid. It has to be brought to the Azara, it has to get ready for Shechita. And I said that it's time to bring out the lamb. Where is the lamb kept? The Mishnah tells us that there is a room in the Beit HaMoked, near where the Kohanim sleep, called the Lishkas HaTzla'im, or it's called the Lishkas Tla'ei HaKorban, or it's sometimes called simply Lishkas Korban, the Chamber of the Lambs, the Chamber of the Korban. And in this chamber, there are at least six lambs. There could be more, but there have to be at least six lambs, just in case one or two or three or whatever, just in case they have a mum, just in case they have a blemish that cannot be brought as a korban. And these six lambs are checked to make sure that they have no blemishes. First of all, they are checked 4 days before the day that they are to be brought as a korban. And why is that? The Rambam says that this is done because of the first korban Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim. In Parshas Bo, Bnei Yisrael were told to take a lamb on the 10th of Nisan, 4 days before the korban Pesach had to be brought. And we too set aside, and we too check each korban tamid 4 days in advance. And in that way, every morning and every afternoon, right before we shech the korban tamid, we remember the korban Pesach, and we remember and we draw upon the dedication of Bnei Yisrael, how they took a lamb, the god of the Egyptians, and they tied it to their bed. And in that way, they defied their slave masters, and they expressed their complete emuna in Hashem in a very powerful way. And that's a very powerful way for us to infuse our avoda each day with history and with dedication. In addition to being inspected 4 days before the lamb is brought as a korban, the lamb that is to be brought this morning is checked again this morning to see if there is a mum, just to be doubly and triply sure again that no blemish, no mum has arisen. And since the sun has not yet risen, this last inspection has to be performed by the light of torches. And now that the kalim are ready, and now that the lamb has been inspected and ready, now is the time to shecht the korban tamid, and we will discuss that next time, Emir Tzashem. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and Emir Tzashem, I will see you next time at the Mikdash.